What is move number one when a company or a federal agency has a crisis on its hands?
I would say, Francis, the very first thing you do is your spokesperson needs to get with the senior management right away and get all the details. There is sometimes a tendency, particularly within the government and higher up in the corporate world, not to tell the spokesperson all the information for fear that they have an abiding relationship with the media. And there's sometimes they keep it close to the vest, and this is not a good thing. The spokesperson must know the entire context, and that will help him or her put together the right copy points so that they can respond to query.
Now, what happens when you start to get pushback from people like me who recognize that someone is speaking from copy points? And by the way, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think it makes a lot of sense, especially in the context in which you just described it. But when you start to get pushback beyond that, what should an organization be aware of when it comes to messaging?
I believe the best way to do that, Francis, is number one, get the context. Number two, be prepared as a spokesperson to appreciate the fact that you are only a generalist when it comes to the overall information about the agency or the corporation, and be prepared to have a necessary subject matter expert. And they are the ones that can handle the detail that media reporters like yourself may come forth with after the initial announcement is made. So have that subject matter expert available to talk in detail, primarily with empirical data, and be as specific as possible. Not a lot of generalities, not a lot of platitudes. The quicker you get your message out, the more transparent you are, the better it's going to be. And the reason that is because the news hole is only so big. And if you get your story out into the news hole with transparency, accuracy, and truth, it'll go away, and tomorrow's bad story will fill the hole. If you don't get it out right away, it'll linger, and there'll be two or three updates, and you'll stay in that hole longer than you want to.
Is that the biggest mistake that organizations make when they're trying to deal with a crisis, is dragging their feet?
Francis, absolutely. It's like an oil spill. That's the metaphor. You got to contain that thing, or it'll just ooze out. And the second thing that's related to it that keeps that hole expanding is the number of sources. Too many times there's a tendency to circle the wagons, Indians are out there, and then realize that there are other sources who are going to provide the media with updates and probably even more accurate information. So the quicker you get it out, and realize that there are many, many more sources than just you as the spokesperson.
Now, you and I have been doing this for a long time, you on the organization side and me on the media side. And if there's one thing that I've noticed over the years I've been doing this, and I'm curious if how this affects your job on the other side, there's a million more places for me today to go to collect information than there were when you and I started in this business.
You are absolutely right, and I think the Internet and all the other technology that comes along with it, plus the anonymity that the Internet gives you, lets a lot of faceless sources put out information which may or may not be true. It may be just, you know, hearsay, but it's still something that the reporter has access to. And I've always believed that, you know, a good reporter like yourself is going to ferret out the truth and ferret out, you know, what the real critical questions are. That'll determine, you know, which way this particular crisis is going to go.
You raise an interesting point there, Rick, and that the word that I'm thinking of as you're talking about that is credibility. What kind of credibility can I attach to a piece of information? And the description that you gave about being up front, getting in front of a story, and getting these subject matter experts available to talk about it, from my perspective, goes a whole long way to giving the organization that's in the bad situation the credibility they need to be able to explain what's going on in from their point of view within their framework.
You're absolutely correct on that, Francis. If there is one principle that a spokesperson must live by, it is speaking with one voice and credibility. If you lie one time, to the media, any reporter like yourself, you've lost all your credibility, and that is going to drive the reporter to go to other sources, and they will never come back to you again. So you're going to spend all of your calories now trying to refute what is said by other people, whereas if you were credible, concise, and correct, you build up the credibility, and you maintain those media relations, because there's many, many other little campaigns and battles that are going to come along. You need the media as much as they need you.
You've told me some fascinating stories about some of your experiences along these lines, from DOD, from the Olympics in 96. That was the Richard Jewell incident in the Olympics that year. Some amazing places that you've been doing this exact thing. When you go to a leader in an organization and you say, this is a rough situation, but here's how we've got to get this information out there, and you do it using the framework that you've described in this conversation, Rick, what do you do when you get pushback when somebody says, I don't want to do it that way, and they're the one, you're the one that has to deal with the media, but they're the one that ultimately has his or her name on the line, shall we say?
Yeah. I would answer that one in the following. If you're on the corporate side, it's definitely going to, you'll probably have some financial impact, either on stocks, forecast, or, you know, things that are coming up, futures, commodities, if you will. If you're on the government side, you have a different issue, because you're going to have, as we do in this case, you know, hearings that are going to come along. I think the best thing to do is don't go in there as the Lone Ranger, but once you have your position, spend a little bit of time, if you're with the organization, with your colleagues. It may be the chief financial officer. It might be somebody who was over in the dispersing office, whatever it may be, so that they give support. And so the management and the big guy doesn't just think it's your recommendation, and you can kind of present a united front and say it's not just my opinion, but I think in a comprehensive way, this is probably the best damage control we can make.